It's time.
Hi, you're on the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to calls anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an e-mom is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother. Oh, I thought
my
he was...
God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just past 8 o'clock, time for the e-break here on a Friday morning. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. This is a e-break live from the AT&T Byron Nelson, so that makes it extra special. And this is very explosive, as we hear with our first candidate, the great Dick Emberg. How long has he been doing games? 40 years?
A long time. He is 81 years old.
Wow, maybe 50 years. Maybe 60 years of broadcasting, Dick Emberg. Well, he's now doing the San Diego Padres. He's on their television broadcast along with Mark Grant. And after a ground out to third base in the third inning of, I believe, yesterday's game, he said this when they showed a cat very prominently on their telecast. They showed a television monitor, and it had this big cat on it, this big cat. And this is what Dick Emberg said.
Man. Cat not happy about the 5-3.
That's a plump pussy right there.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
It sounds insane.
A layout.
That was the layout.
Who said, here, kitty, kitty, at the end?
I think it's Emberg.
I think both of them may have been doing that.
Okay, so
what does he think?
He's an old school guy.
In fairness, yes, he's 81, so he grew up with that term being used more for a kitty cat.
It's a pussy cat.
Do you think he's ever heard the term used in another way?
Not as much as you have, no.
I don't know.
In his 89 years, he hadn't heard it as much as I have.
He can get away with whatever he wants at this point.
Okay, he knows the current culture somewhat.
But I don't know if he does.
He's not in the wrong. That is a term that is used to describe a kitty cat.
Yes, right. It is, but he knows the way it can sound.
You
and
think
he's working edgy?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think Dick Emberg knows how to work edgy. I think Dick Emberg was raised in the 20s.
So you're saying purely unintentional?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, after he said it, when his partner laid out for that length of time,
and
maybe
giggled.
Everyone in their broadcast booth whipped their heads around and looked at him and just kept staring.
At that point, maybe he realized he had made a little bit of a mistake.
I bet they hit their cough button and high-fived.
No,
he knew exactly
what he was doing. All right.
And so everyone's staring at him for a full minute of silence, and that's when he... finally panics and tries to clarify with here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
All right, listen to his tone of voice and see if you really think this 81-year-old is trying to get one by us.
Man. Cat not happy about the 5-3.
That's a plump pussy right there.
God, that is insane.
Boy, you can hear his partner just dying laughing right away. He goes...
I'm saying he knew the way it could have been taken.
All right, well,
I believe that's arrogantly, too.
First time, maybe ever, that Dick Emberg has been up for an emergency break of the week.
You think he's seen videos? And
no, I don't.
He's top of the mind because he's watching a vacuum video?
No. All right, so candidate number two happened just last night at Guy's Night Out. Corby Davidson with the wireless mic out talking to a table of women, and one took exception to his broadcast, and this is now being referred to as the slap heard round the world.
Now, you said something that made her mad.
I didn't say anything.
You referenced her uterine lining.
Not hers.
Just the concept of it.
A different uterine lining.
I've never seen you back down from a challenge before.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen this either.
This is such new Corby, and you know, I don't know if I like it or not.
I understand why you're not going back over there, but it's really disappointing.
It truly is.
All right, I'll go.
Oh, yeah, no. Hey. Oh, my God.
Corby.
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 Standing up.
Oh, she's walking over.
She's walking over. Make people.
Oh, wait a minute now. Now, that was straight up assault.
She just hit him in the face.
That is physical assault.
Yeah, don't do it. Come on back.
Wow. Okay. She just hit him
in the face. She really hit you in the forehead.
Go ask her why she hit you in the face.
Hey, Corby, I'm an attorney. We can sue.
Ow.
And this is following you up this way.
That hurt.
Can I have more pizza?
What chaos.
That is absolute chaos.
Corby did not want to go back over to that table, but Gordo peer pressured him into
it. I did not.
Shamed him into it.
And then the entire crowd peer pressured him into it. And then he got hit.
Chanting his name. Oh, man. All right. So that assault is candidate number two.
When is the last time one of the hosts has been punched on the air? Was it Nasty Nestor punching Gordo?
I think so.
Huh.
He's assaulting me. He's assaulting me.
That is assault.
That's assault. Okay. All right. All right. So that's candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the T-Box, the golf show heard on Saturday mornings on the ticket. Craig Rosengarten, Rick Arnett. Sometimes these two turn on each other. And they did hear, as they got into an argument over whether or not something's called the bird nest, and it just goes downhill from there.
All right. It is the bird nest, you worm.
The bird nest is the...
is the hole.
Is the tent. The tent where they do the party.
It is not. It is the
hole. How much you want? I'll bet you $100 right now.
Right.
$100.
I'm not betting.
Why are we fighting?
But you're always, like, so convicted.
I'm not convincing.
No, you're convicted in your...
No, convicted is when you're arrested, you moron. Jesus, where are you?
Almost done. Really?
I am. We were having such a good show today, and you just got all high and mighty.
I didn't get high and mighty.
Yeah, you did.
I said it's called the bird's nest, and you go, it's not the bird's nest.
I didn't say that.
You idiot.
No, I said that later when you got approved by one stupid Twitter guy because you think Twitter knows all. Jesus. All right.
Okay, there are so many problems with this. First of all, has Craig Rosengarten's voice gotten even worse? I mean, I guess it's a progressive condition that he has.
Yeah.
The other thing is Craig Rosengarten, in an amazing turn of events, is actually right. He's correct. That is a proper usage of the term.
If you're convinced, mm-hmm. you're right.
Well, if you have convictions about something, you're convicted that something is the case.
Yeah.
Rick Arnett,
it did sound
correcting
weird,
him, saying he was using it wrong, and then said, no, convicted is when you're arrested.
Which is wrong.
No, not exactly. Not exactly, Rick.
Can you imagine if every moment of arrest was a conviction? How weird our legal system would be?
Gosh, it's just two idiots on a log talking. And I really, really question Rick's claim of, we were having such a great show today.
Maybe it was. Maybe up until then, they just killed
it. That can really never be said.
Oh, yeah, it sounds it. I mean, he's just going balls to the wall, full-bore entertainment.
All right, one more time.
All right. It is the bird nest.
All right, wait, right there. All right, okay. Up until that point, you're saying that it's possible they were having a good show. Just listen to the initial... All right.
He sounds so drunk.
I know. It sounds like there was just an extended period of silent boredom, and he breaks it up with, all right.
It is the bird nest.
All right. Okay.
It is the bird nest.
No, start it over. Can you start it over?
Uh-oh.
All right. It is the bird nest, you worm.
The bird nest is the...
is the coal.
Is the tent. The tent where they do the party.
It is not. It is the
coal. How much you want? I'll bet you $100 right now. $100.
I'm not betting.
Why are we fighting?
But you're always, like, so convicted.
I'm not convincing.
No, you're convicted in your...
No, convicted is when you're arrested, you moron. Jesus, where are you?
Almost done. Really?
I am. We were having such a good show today, and you just got all high and mighty.
I didn't get high and mighty.
Yeah, you did.
I said, called the bird's nest, and you said, that's not a bird's nest.
I didn't say that.
You idiot.
No, I said that later when you got approved by one stupid Twitter guy because you think Twitter knows all.
All right, so those are your...
Wait, there's more in this. First of all, when you listen to it again, if you do, it's... Imagine Tom Cruise talking to Dustin Hoffman, because that's what it sounds like. And then what did Craig Rosengarten say about the... Nah, the bird's nest is the call.
The call
or what? What did he say?
I don't know. The cold?
The hole.
The hole
is what he was trying to say?
I thought I heard a C in there.
I think he's talking about the... Are they talking about something like 16 at Phoenix or whatever that is?
I'm wondering, yeah.
Some hole, and he thinks it's the hole, but Rick thinks it's just the grandstand area, the tent.
All right. So those are your three candidates: Dick Enberg, the slap heard round the world, or the tee box.
Careful voting for Dick Enberg.
Yes,
please.
It's all be careful and responsible this morning.
Okay.
All right. It's okay. That's Dick Enberg. He was talking about a cat. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hola, vaginal slash born born.
No, not today, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
To the Jim Nantz, I would like to vote for the tradition of the T-Box.
That was great.
That's how you call. That's how you do a bit right there.
Production value.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome.
Hello.
Okay.
We said be careful.
It's fair, but it's.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, George.
Morning.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Nasty Nancy slap heard around the world.
Okay. Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
Can I please vote for the snake?
Yes, you can. How old are you?
No, I'm 8 years old.
Turn down your radio. Don't listen to this. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, my God. What are the candidates again?
I love that. Awesome.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Right, Lord. It's Rastro.
Hey, Rastro.
Railroad,
Reginald
Rice, Roar, Roar.
Dumbass.
That's the only time I'm going to laugh at that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
How about Tweedledee and Tweedledum?
Okay, we'll go for that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, musers.
Hey.
I vote for the man who, after years of painstaking study at the Shaolin Temple in Corsicana, has mastered the exquisite art of sphincter control to the point that he can use his vast stores of natural gas accumulated through the daily consumption of massive quantities of spicy, cylindrical, corn-based snack foods to flatulate.
What the hell?
I don't know. I think he's trying to vote for me, but I'm not up, so we got to go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm going to vote for the incident known as the South Lake Assault.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, put me down for the first one.
What a lazy voter. Lazy vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hi, good show, dude.
Hey, thanks.
My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
All right.
Word for word.
Yeah, he sure did. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, more and more.
No, we don't have time for that. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me Corby Slap.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves one winner.
Wow.
Corby Davidson wins the emergency break of the week. Hit it.
No. You said something that made her mad.
I didn't say anything.
You referenced her uterine lining.
Not hers.
Just the concept
of it. A different uterine lining.
I've never seen you back down from a challenge before.
This is unbelievable. I've never seen this either.
This is such new Corby, and I don't know if I like it or not.
I understand why you're not going back over there, but it's really disappointing.
It truly is.
All right, I'll go.
Oh, no. Hey. Oh, my God.
Corby.
She's
walking over.
Wait a minute now.
Now, that was straight up assault.
She just hit him in the face.
That is physical assault.
Yeah, don't do it. Come on back.
Wow. Okay. She just hit him
in the face. Hit you in the forehead.
Go ask her why she hit you in the face.
Hey, Corby, I'm an attorney. We can sue.
Ow.
And this is following you up this way.
That hurt.
Can I have more pizza?
Noticed a few more things that are funny in there. One is there's that great moment towards the beginning where you have that little mic laugh in the background going. Mm-hmm. And then, did Donovan have a kind of a Snapper John voice when he did the, come on back. He gets real sing-songy. A little bit. Come on back.
All right, that's one explosive e-break.